Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John, said persons have been contacting the ministry complaining about flu-like symptoms. She advised persons who have these symptoms to get tested for COVID-19 in order to rule out the possibility that they may have contracted the virus.
So as it relates to COVID-19, we're still seeing cases of COVID-19 in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. However, we're still seeing that they're significantly lower than we've seen in previous months. And even if you compare it to the data that we've been seeing last year as well, the cases are significantly lower. But the fact that we're still seeing cases right now is still something that we still need to be mindful and more concerned about right here. I know there are a lot of persons who have been sharing and who've actually expressed to me that they're not feeling well, that they have a cold, you know, flu-like, and they're still, you know, they show it's not COVID, and so they want to know what to do. And the encouragement right now is the person still go to their health center to get tested, because apart from COVID, we can actually do screening for other viruses, the influenza viruses and so forth, which we are now very common in our setting. Even in that particular space as well, where we're still talking about COVID as well, the precautionary measures still remain the same. So for those persons who have actually contracted a virus, or you have a flu-like symptoms, or you have this mucus type cough and cold, the precautionary measures are still the same. So it means that at some point your hands were not being washed and you would have picked up the virus and transferred it onto your own body. So we still want people to be mindful of that in particular.
That is Shanika John, the Chief Health Promotion Officer in the Ministry of Health. In the region, in Trinidad and Tobago, the Ministry of Health said in its daily update on Tuesday that one more person has died of COVID-19, while 302 more were infected from Sunday to Monday. The deceased was an elderly male with multiple comorbidities. Trinidad and Tobago now has 5,365 active cases of COVID-19. Since the virus reached the Twin Island Republic in March 2020, some 4,162 people have died. In the international arena, federal health officials in the United States said on Tuesday that Americans may need to get a single COVID-19 vaccine every year, making it clear that the country will be living with the coronavirus for the foreseeable future. Dr. Ashish Jha, who is leading the White House COVID-19 response team, said this week marks an important shift in their fight against the virus. Dr. Jha said it marks their ability to make COVID vaccines a more routine part of their lives as they continue to drive down serious illness and death and protect Americans heading into the fall and winter. Tuesday's announcement was no surprise, since the Biden administration had been hinting at such a shift since the spring. However, it is a significant moment as the government continues to de-escalate its pandemic response. Dr. Jha said the newly authorized updated COVID-19 boosters would be free of charge to all who qualify and want them, but future vaccines and treatments may not be, as funding for the pandemic response dwindles and the government begins to shift therapeutics to the commercial market. Vaccine experts said the shift to yearly shots signals that COVID-19 is not going away. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.